Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 228, entitled Blessings and Curses, Part 2. As I continue where I left off, I want you to pay close attention to the word of the Lord. As I continue to say, they have, are, and will happen again. The time of the end is coming soon. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if you walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you, according to your sins. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 20 to 21 of the King James Version. I feel the need to say that the curses will always be far more afflicting than the blessings. That statement can be considered an oxymoron. The punishment will be 7 times harsher according to your sins. Think about that as we continue. Every word that is received from Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog is established, even as the Lord personally affirms his words to me. I will also send the wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children and destroy your cattle and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 22 of the King James Version. Confirming what the Lord told me a few weeks ago, I want you to look around and pay attention. It is God that gave dominion over the animals and the beasts to man, and it is He who has taken this from man. As scientists are finding new species on the earth, and people in their ignorance are commenting on how cute some of them are, the Holy Spirit has been warning me that these things are not as they seem. All things are not of God. As the Lord upholds His word, it shall surely come to pass. As the heinous nature of crimes increases and as they are revealed, this should not be taken lightly. I mentioned before that people are becoming sicker. It is becoming worse, and it is very offensive. What is most disturbing is that these individuals are complacent in this. Even when they come to you as if it is your responsibility to make amends for their actions. By the grace of the Holy Spirit, the sicknesses that the individuals carry is seen in their physical bodies, with apathy for the care that many have towards the one body that we are given, that is meant to last for our entire lives here on earth. And although there are many factors that we cannot control, God foresaw this, and in His love, commandments are given. Because sin is literally killing the flesh, the minds, bodies, and souls of many. This is mentioned twice in close succession for a reason. Take note that enemy used here is in the singular form. There is a scripture that says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31 of the King James Version. And to be given over to Satan or man, uncovered and unprotected by God. And if by these things you are not turned to me, but act with hostility against me, then I will also act with hostility against you, and I will strike you 7 times for your sins. I will bring a sword on you that will execute vengeance for breaking the quarrel of my covenant. And when you gather together in your cities, I will send pestilence, virulent disease among you, and you shall be handed over to the enemy. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 23 to 25 of the Amplified Version. Here is a reminder of David's wisdom and God's mercy. God was angry with the people of Israel, and He moved David to take a census of the people. Also at this time, David's army had continued to be established. Of this, the 3 and the 30. These men would individually kill hundreds in battle, in hand-to-hand combat, not with guns as needed by the heathen to subdue God's chosen people, but by hand and sword. Think how exhausting it can be in single combat, one-to-one. Go and say to David, "Thus says the Lord, I am giving you 3 choices. Select one of them for yourself, and I will do it to you." So Gad came to David and told him and said to him, "Shall 7 years of famine come to you and your land? Or will you flee 3 months before your enemies as they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days of pestilence, plague in your land? Now consider this and decide what answer I shall return to him who sent me." Then David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hands of man." So the Lord sent a pestilence, plague lasting 3 days upon Israel from the morning until the appointed time, and 70,000 men of the people of Dan to Beersheba died. Here is his mercy. When the avenging angel stretched out his hand toward Jerusalem to destroy it, the Lord relented from the disaster and said to the angel who destroyed the people, "It is enough. Now relax your hand." And the angel of the Lord was by the threshing floor of Araunah the Jebusite. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 12 through 16 of the Amplified Version. This lasted 3 days. If David had chosen to be pursued for 3 months, the torment alone could have broken him, and Israel would be without righteous leadership, and many more lives would have been lost. If he had chosen 7 years of famine, all of Israel would have been destroyed, with no man left but possibly a small remnant as in the days of Noah. Think about the long-suffering affliction, atrocities, and degeneracy that was avoided when you attempt in your feeble minds to judge him about the 70,000 who lost their lives. Because as you will soon see, it can and will get much worse, as he mentions seven times a third time. David's wisdom given by the Holy Spirit is again confirmed. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall break your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, ration, and you shall eat and not be satisfied. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And you shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall you eat. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 26 to 29 of the King James Version. This is what it means to have a righteous leader who is guided by the Spirit. David's decision saved them from monstrous barbarity. And for all of this, I want to remind you of the first commandment given. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Idolatry and pride are the root of destruction of man. Understand that these are despised by God, yet is being amped up in the earth by all men, more so than ever. I will destroy your high places devoted to idolatrous worship, and cut down your incense altars, and heap your bodies upon the crushed bodies of your idols. And my soul will detest you with deep and unutterable loathing. Leviticus chapter 26, verse 30 of the Amplified Version. This is mentioned again. It is not a joke, but a curse. Nothing is happenstance with God, so take heed as I close. As for those who are left of you, I will bring despair, lack of courage, weakness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. For those who may wonder why any of us allow our enemies to treat us any kind of way. The sound of a scattered leaf will put them to flight, and they will flee as if running from the sword, and will fall even when no one is chasing them. They shall stumble over one another as if to escape from a sword when no one is chasing them. I will pause for a moment. This is why many of you hate and are treacherous toward your own people, sacrificing one another. It is a curse. You are cursed. And you will have no power to stand before your enemies. You will perish among the nations. The land of your enemies will consume you. Those of you who are left will rot away because of their wickedness in the lands of your enemies. Also because of the wickedness of their forefathers, they will rot away like them. Leviticus chapter 26, verses 36 to 39 of the Amplified Version. Listen, read, or watch part 1 to understand how you are being consumed, whether by finances, destruction, or wasting away. They are even eating and drinking you literally. from the babies to adults. It is why many babies die during childbirth. Our kids go missing. We are hunted. Think about that. But you are rotting away because of your unrepentant hearts. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.